Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking about where we're at and where we want to be. I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we're into August now. We've hit, you know, more than halfway through the year. And for most of us, this is the summertime. You know, you've got some good weather outside. You know, you've got a cool breeze. And in some areas, there's some fires and things like that. But more importantly, you can go outside. You can get some fresh air. You can walk and think about life. This is the perfect time for you to set with your thoughts and your goals and to look at maybe reevaluating where you are currently, making sure that, you know, that you're in the environment that you can thrive in and that you're around people that you love and that love you and will continue to help you strive to do better and be better. You know, it's wonderful, no matter what age you are, to assess that, because you have the chance and the choice to be happy and to make opportunities work for yourself, right? And so if you sit there and you think about it and you go, ooh, I wish I was healthier. Well, this is a great time to get outside and do more walking. Or maybe you say, I wish I had finished my degree. This is a good time for you to go back to school. A lot of schools are offering, you know, reduced tuition. Some of them online are free. If you happen to be in my age group or older, you know, they are offering seniors get, you know, certain classes free, or you could do continuing education. The point of my thought is this: we don't have to be what we don't want to be. We can choose what we want, and we can take steps to get that to come to fruition. You can take some, you know, continuing education credits. You could get your real estate license. Maybe you want to go to school and you want to be an esthetician. You know, the whole world is open right now. If we only look at what the problems are, we don't see what the possibilities are. And so, you know, if you've got some dreams that you've been holding on to and saving for a rainy day, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance for you to go ahead and make those dreams a reality. You'll have other chances, you know, throughout your life, but right now is the best time for you to choose where you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to live. You know, maybe you want to eat healthier. Maybe you want to get some lessons on being a chef. You know, maybe you want to, you know, garden more. There are so many opportunities open to you. And the only thing that is limiting us right now is what we believe we can achieve. If we believe we can do whatever we put our minds to, then we can wake up each day, we can step out on faith, and we can actually make things happen. Think of that. Think of the fact that in 12 months, you can be in a totally different place with a totally different outlook on life, with a totally different plan. You know, you could learn some budgeting. Maybe you want to go work with seniors. Maybe you want to write a book. I have a lot of people talking about wanting to write a book. Maybe you want to give a TED Talk. I've never given one, but that might be something you might want to do. Right? There is nothing that's going to limit you more than what you believe in your own mind. And so the key is to learn to dream bigger. Now, I believe God helps us achieve what we want. But if we've never dreamed enough for ourselves, if we never thought of these great opportunities, then of course, that's nothing. We're giving God nothing to work with. But if we say, you know what, I want to have a clean home, or I want to have the ability to paint a picture, or I want to learn to quilt, I want to learn a new language. You have given yourself your mind, and you've given God, you know, a place to work and to help you achieve what you want to achieve, because you've chosen to dream. And there's a quote in the Bible that talks about the fact that you have to have something in order to determine, or at least want something to determine, if you're able to get there, right? But if you never dream or give yourself permission to desire or to want, you have no place to go. What does your best dream look like to you? Does it look like taking a cruise around the world? Does it look like retiring and being debt-free? Have you always wanted to adopt children? Do you want to train animals? Do you like pets? Have you always wanted a dog? You know, have you wanted to learn how to sew, because this is something, there's something you want in your closet that you can't find anywhere else, but you see it in your head, it's in your mind. Those are the type of dreams we need to be looking for. Do you want to work with children? Do you want to study theatrical acting? Do you have a wonderful voice and you want to do voiceovers? Maybe you want to apply for a radio station job. There are so many things that I think we forget that we can actually do, because we're caught in a day-to-day run for what we have to do. But there are 24 hours in a day, and if you're sleeping 8 of them away, you're doing a good thing. You've got 8 more that you need to normally work at something that you have that takes care of your livelihood. But you have 8 more hours in that day that are yours. How are you spending them? Are you reading some books? Are you devoting time to prayer and the Bible? Are you spending it with someone you love? What is it that you are doing that you could do differently so that you can do more with your life? Do you want to work with the homeless? Do you want to start a nonprofit? Right? Do you want to start a profitable business? Do you like cooking? Is catering something you're into? Do you have someone in your life that you just miss and you would love to spend more time with? Maybe there's a teenager or a neighbor kid that you have always admired and you know that they could use some more motherly advice. Maybe you want to learn how to, you know, edge your yard, and you want to learn how to cut your rose bushes back. Maybe you want to learn how to design or scrapbook or become a photographer. Do you see what I'm saying? The world is open up to you, and you have 8 hours in each day that you can define possibilities for yourself. I want you to dream. I want you to live and to enjoy life, because there are things that you have to do, but there is much more out there that you can do if you choose to look with your eyes wide open, a caring heart, and if you choose to believe in the possibility that we have in God. Pick something that you've always wanted to do, and then go out and make that dream come true. Don't let anyone dissuade you. Don't let anyone tell you that you're too old, or you're too young, or you're too short, or you're too old, or you're too big, or you're too skinny. Because none of those things matter. What matters is the fact that you have a desire and a beating heart, and you have a blessing from God that gives you a brain, and it gives you the ability to think and to create the reality that you desire and you deserve. So I would love it if you put some thought into it, if you come up with some great ideas and you share them with me. Tell me what it is that you want to do. Let me know what your goal is, what your dream is. Where will you be next year in 12 months in August? What's going to be different for you? That's what my goal is today, is to figure out what's going to be different for me. I would love to be out doing book signings and meeting some of my readers, maybe traveling a little bit, not all over the world, but traveling somewhere. I'd love to be talking with young mothers and single mothers and maybe children that are in, you know, orphanages or in group homes, you know, giving them encouragement, right? And if I really could get my wish, I would love to adopt a couple of children, you know, children who are here already, who don't have anyone else that wants to love them. That's what I see for myself. I want to go and run around the park. I want to be able to walk around Seward Park. I want to go up to my kids' high school and watch a lacrosse game. You know, there are so many things that we can do, and there's nothing wrong with dreaming bigger. I'm inviting you to dream bigger and to realize that there is much more inside of you that you can use. So until we speak again, do your best to be happy. Make the steps you need so that you can be happy and realize that God is pulling for you. All right? Have a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. You deserve joy. Make it happen. Be well.